Hamlin, Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. It's Father's Day weekend, so these are really all things that you could get out and do with your dad. So think about that. So let's get started. It's the 60th annual Petty Jean Show at the Museum of Automobiles near Morrilton on June 12th through the 16th. The event features a swap meet, a car corral, arts and crafts. There's going to be more than 900 antique auto-related swap meet spaces, 60 arts and crafts flea market spaces, 500 collectible car corral spaces, and 200 RV parking spaces available on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, there's going to be two car shows on Saturday the 16th at 11 a.m. It's an antique car show for original and originally restored cars and an open car show for all other cars. So if you love cars, this is where you need to be. Now, in Fairfield Bay, it's the Surf the Bay Water Sport Festival on June 16th. Fairfield Bay is making waves yet again this summer when they bring some fun, extreme, and family sports events to the north shore of Greers Ferry Lake, returning with the wildly popular wake surfing, flyboarding, paddleboarding, and kayaking. There's also going to be family fun water slides where you can ride the wave. And if you are in the mood to challenge a friend, you can check out the inflatable obstacle course, guaranteed to be a ton of fun. Now, this makes me want to get my bike out. It's the first Black-Eyed Susan Young Crops bicycle ride in Lepanto on June 16th. This is a touring bicycle ride that meanders through the country roads surrounded by beautiful blooming black-eyed Susans and young crops in the Arkansas Delta. Now, the cool thing is local farmers will be available at stops throughout the ride telling about the different crops. The ride will take you to Wilson for a light mid-ride lunch and time to walk around the beautiful town. The other stops are the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home and an end-of-ride steak dinner at Connor's Steakhouse in Lepanto. Each participant will receive a T-shirt, and the ride is approximately 50 miles. Doesn't that make you want to get your bike out?
Yeah.
Seriously, that sounds like total fun, so yeah. Check that one out. And it's their first one, so we want to make it a good one. And finally, you can head to Jacksonport State Park near Newport for the White River Monster Hike on June 15th. You'll join a park interpreter for a hike along the beach and learn about the history of the White River Monster sightings while watching for items that may have been mistaken for this mythical monster in the past. However, you never know what's going to happen, so don't forget to bring a camera and your binoculars, because if you find the White River Monster, it's always good to have proof.
Yeah.
Now, to find out more about these events and all the great things going on throughout the great state of Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have a great day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.